What's going on, people? You already know what time it is. It's the Marquette Effect Podcast, and I'm your host, Marquette. It's been a while. I feel like I've started like the last three episodes with it. It's been a long time. But listen, man, we're in a new space. We got new energy, right? I just moved from Cary to Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm in a nice little townhouse right now with hardwood floors, looking at my poodle in the eyes right now. I'm feeling like a white man. And I want to tell y'all, I'm about to be consistent with this content output for the podcast. I've been neglecting the podcast. I can admit it. I've been neglecting it for a while, but I'm back, okay? And this is going to be a more consistent platform for me to engage with you all to drop content. So what's been going on? Not shit. Like I said, just moved from Cary to Raleigh, North Carolina. We're chilling right now, okay? We finally got settled. I got everything situated. And I've created a structure for me to go ahead and focus on the content, because I know you all are, you're fiending for it. You're fiending for the Marquette Effect Podcast. I understand. I'm fiending to get the content out to your beautiful earlobes. So with that being said, what's going on in the world today? I know you're tired of fucking looking at the same four white walls. I am. For damn sure. I'm tired of being in the house. Bro, it's to the point now where I'll do a full work week, right? Friday will come, and I'm like, yes, it's the weekend. And then when the weekend get here, I'm ready to get back to work. I'm ready to go back to work because the weekend is worse than the work week now. Huh? How on earth did that happen? How did my Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays become filled with depressive episodes? There's just nothing to fucking do. There's not that much TV in the world, ladies and gentlemen. There's not that much TV or things you can do, right? I was sitting here on this long weekend looking at my son and my girls. What can we do right now? What can we do, right? We're going to go to the zoo. Everybody probably at the zoo and the beach. So there's really nothing to do but eat. And I'm on a diet, so I have no enjoyment right now. Zero. Zilch. But the positive side of that is I can consistently focus on content output. I'm working on a book right now, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, a book. It's been a long time coming. I want to put out content, humorous content, in whatever avenue I possibly can. That's why you get the podcast episodes. That's why you get the skits, the videos, the news. That's why you will now get written content. Like, all of my shit is written, except for my podcast, but this will be a different type. You see, the thing that is appealing to me about the book situation is when I record something for you all visually, when I make a video for you, I'm limited by what I'm able to do with that video, right? I only have a certain degree of skill when it comes to editing. I don't have the skill set or the means, I don't have the software in order to create elaborate skits like you will see with some people who have all these special effects going on. Okay, so my storytelling is confined to the ability to make the visuals. So there's jokes, there's stories that I can't tell on that platform. I can't tell in that way visually because I don't have the skills or resources necessary to make that vision come to life. So what is the next best thing? How can I get stories to you all where there is no limitation of the visuals, where I can instead use your imagination as the thing that makes the jokes and the story come to life? And that, my friends, is the written word. That is the book that I'm going to write. Now, what will this book consist of? I've been playing around with different ideas, but essentially it's going to be a compilation of short stories. I'm sure there's like a word for that. I don't know the fucking literary word or definition that's used to define what I just described, but that is what it's going to be. It is going to be a compilation of short stories, probably total about 100 pages. I'm like two stories in right now. And you know, we're going to make it happen. It's going to present a unique challenge for me because I'm not viewed myself as a writer, even though I do a lot of writing. If that makes sense. Like I said, all of my skits are written. So I've never viewed myself as a writer because, you know, a writer to me is like a fucking Edward Allan Poe or fucking, you know, just a guy at a laptop at his typewriter and he's just bleeding, right? He's just putting words to the page for hours on end. Me, I write 15, 30 minutes, and then I'm like, break, break time. And my break consists of the rest of the day. But yeah, so that is the situation right now. And I'm excited to make this content for you, because I don't have any paid content currently available. Like, I don't want to do the whole Patreon thing where it's like you pay me a monthly fee to get access to exclusive content, because I'll have to make double content if that's the case. I'd rather make things that you all can buy that are of quality. And a book seems to be a great way to get that done. Let me pause this real quick. See how the audio sounds. So, what else has been going on? You know, I recently filmed a podcast with a homeboy I went to high school with named Chris Street, old Streeter. He hit me up, wanted to, he's launching his own podcast, right? And he wanted to have me go on his podcast to deliver some value. You know, I was game. Anytime you want me, listen, man, you want to win me over, provide me an opportunity to talk. Okay? If you want to win me over, provide me with an opportunity to slap my gums, my nigga. Like, I love talking. Can you not tell? I love this shit. I love the sound of my own voice. It's immaculate, if I can say so myself. So Chris provided me that opportunity, and for that, he forever wins a space in my heart. And we had a good conversation, man. Very professional. You know, I've been on other podcasts before, and I won't say they weren't professional, but Chris, you know, he took the extra step of contacting me before the recording, telling me the series of questions that he would ask so that I would be prepared, to which case I reminded him, listen, bro, I'm off the top of the dome with mine, huh? I'm off the top of the dome. It's freestyle battling over here. I don't need any preparation, bro. Just go ahead and rock. Press record right now. Let's do it. So we did so. If you hear sound effects in the background, it was my dog. In fact, in general, if this recording sounds strange, I'm using my AirPods right now because I'm fancy with it. I'm fancy. You know, the move to Raleigh, you know, it made it necessary for me to go ahead and up my technological game, right? Before I had on these big bulky ass Dr. Dre headphones. Now I'm with the sleek look of the Apple, huh? So anyway, like I was saying, I'm on the podcast. I believe it's going to drop later on this month. It's more of a serious tone. We talk about personal development, talk about histories, talk about goals, vision, what the future holds, all that good stuff. So if you're looking for something with value, with meat and substance, I would highly suggest you check out that podcast. If you want to laugh, nigga, don't press play. Now, this is not a joking podcast. I made a couple of Bill Cosby rape jokes in the podcast, so hopefully I don't get canceled for it. Speaking of canceling, let's go ahead and have this conversation right now. Cancel culture is the dumbest shit on the planet, bro. It's the dumbest shit of all time. It's the dumbest invention of man, huh? Cancel culture is fucking ridiculous. Now, with that being said, that does not mean that certain people shouldn't be canceled. But we're taking this shit too far, people. I believe that there's a group of people who actually get a rise out of canceling other people. I'll give you a perfect example. There's this white dude on TikTok, right? He constantly makes videos about Black Lives Matter in a positive sense. He's a proponent for equality. He sticks up for black people and he goes head to head with these other people who are like Confederate flag wielding people, right? So this black chick, right, looked at his videos and decided to go on his Instagram page, right? So she looked at his videos and she was like, something about him bugged me, so I wanted his Instagram page to do some digging right there. Just that phrase. I wanted his Instagram page to do some digging. Why the fuck? Let me really elaborate, get clear on what happened in the situation. This girl saw this white dude making videos about Black Lives Matter in a positive sense. Black woman now. She didn't like him. So because she didn't like him, she decided to see more of him. You see how that is already retarded. If I don't like you, I block you or I just find a way not to see your content anymore. She didn't like him, so she went to his page to see more of him and did quote unquote some digging. So while she was digging, she saw a picture that he took with another girl who she vaguely recognized. She did more digging and saw that that girl was a part of some situation at her high school years back where she made like a blackface cookie. And she was like, why is he associating with people like this? I think he should be canceled. And to me, it's like this woman, I don't think she's an anomaly. I think this is what the true diehard cancel culture people, this is what they look like. These are what these people look like. This is the behavior that they engage in. And it's like, bro, y'all take shit way too far. And it's funny because I just made, before I even saw that situation go down, I made a sketch about cancel culture. In my sketch, I had a person who was traveling from, so the sketch opens up. The sketch opens up with me canceling somebody. And I'm like, got him, right? I'm on my computer, got him. And I was like, that's the third person this week. I'm on a roll, right? And then the camera pans to another version of me from the future. Right, so it's like I'm a time traveler from the year 2050. I come back 2020, and I talk with this dude who just canceled somebody, and he decided to see me, right? And I tell him I have to cancel him. And he's like, "What for?" And I'm like, "Well, you fart. You fart in public, I see." And he was like, "What? What's wrong? Farting in public?" And I'm like, "That's a serious offense, 2050." And he's like, "Well, it's 2020." And the future guy's like, "Listen, sir, my job is to hold people to standards. They don't even know exist, and I take my job very seriously." So a whole bunch of back and forth happens, and the guy's like, he's ready to be canceled, and he says, let me just say goodbye to my mother first. And the guy from the future is like, oh, we already canceled her. And then the guy's like, for what? And the guy from the future responds with, for giving birth to you. So where I was trying to go with that is just how ridiculous cancel culture is. One, we're fucking time traveling and holding people accountable to shit that happened years, if not centuries ago in certain situations, which I get the slavery shit, so I'm not saying that that's wrong. What I'm saying is that's applied to other things outside of slavery, right? Like we're going to 2008 and trying to cancel people for making homophobic comments. You remember that Kevin Hart situation where niggas waited for him to get his dream gig of hosting the Oscars for them to dig up a decade-old series of tweets of him making gay jokes? They tried to cancel that man for it, man. And it's like, why do y'all get off of ruining somebody's bag? Here's the bottom line. This shit comes from hate. Okay? So like when I try to look at a decision, just how I judge all decisions, right? I look at it. Where does it come from? Does it come from love or fear? Where is this action coming from? Okay. And if you get down to the core root of the motivating portion of the behavior, what's motivating the behavior, what's driving it? It normally is either love or fear. I know that sounds oversimplistic, but it's fucking true. Just try it. And when it comes to cancel culture, shit ain't motivated by love. It's motivated completely by fear. Completely by fear. And I think that a certain percentage of these people who are cancelers, just some hating ass niggas. They just don't like the fact these people are successful, and they want to find however they can to ruin their success. It's true. If you look at Twitter, bro, it's obvious people don't like successful people. Like the majority of people, I think it's been like that for all of history. You're successful. People not gonna like you, bro, just because you're holding up a mirror to their own accomplishments. They seem less special when your existence makes them feel less special. And they want to find a way to close the gap. So they try to bring you down. And I am totally against it. And it was funny because when I made my skit, somebody commented on the video and was like, I want you to have this same energy when it comes to white people. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So just for a quick backstory, when the Black Lives Matter protests were at their peak, I made a series of videos about the situation. Not because I'm very like pro Black Lives Matter. I'm for it idealistically. I don't know about the movement because I just don't know much about the movement. It seems to be a movement without a leader, and I can't back something I don't really know much about. But as far as like the idea of Black Lives actually mattering, 1,000% I'm for that. So I made a couple of videos because I mean, what other videos could I make in that situation? It was what I'm gonna joke about fucking, I don't know, a bitch with big titties and when the world is fucking burning down over racial issues. No, I'm gonna make relatable content to that situation. So I made a couple of skits that were, Black Lives Matter focused, and I made videos defending people who were protesting and shining a spotlight on any kind of racist situations. So fast forward to this skit about cancel culture. Somebody commented, they were like, "I want you to hold that same energy when it comes to white people." And I'm like, "Bro, what the fuck are you talking about?" And they were like, "This guy, he likes to cancel people when it's for black issues, but when it's for stuff that he doesn't care about, he's against it." And I'm like, "Bro, what the people is crazy." Bill Burr had this, Bill Burr is a famous comedian. He had a stand-up special where he like said a joke and somebody in the audience like yelled out. He made a joke about like sex, and then someone in the audience yelled out like "ask for consent," and it had nothing to do with what Bill was talking about. And he was like, "You see what just fucking happened? I said something came out of my mouth. You heard it and cut it with your fucking childhood and your insecurities, and you completely changed the meaning of what I just said." And it's like, yeah, this is what people do all the time. They look and they see and hear shit with a filter that consists of their own biases, their own trauma, their own insecurities, and they completely change the entire picture of what happened. That's what happened in the situation with this guy on TikTok. And I'm like, "Bro, what the fuck? I don't even know what you're talking. Your perspective is so different from reality. I don't even know what you're talking about at this point. What are we even arguing about?" I feel like I went on a tangent there, but the basic thing I'm trying to communicate is that cancel culture is fucking retarded. Okay? And I understand that using the R word is offensive. I don't care. In this situation, it fits. It is retarded. Now, caveat. But that being said, there are some situations where it is appropriate, right? So, like, if you are straight up calling somebody a nigger and you're recorded doing that, you might should lose your job, bro. That might should happen, right? Because we can't have people, you just communicated that you are way different from the person we thought we hired by you doing this. Obviously, if we knew you felt this way, we would not have hired you. So you gotta go, right? So in that domain, it makes sense to cancel people. But we can't get to the place where we're canceling people just from mere association. Like they tried to do with Joe Rogan, laughing at one of his friends talking about having women blow him to get stage time. Like I get why people were mad at that, but it's like you can't cancel somebody for laughing. A laugh is not a cosign. A laugh means you found the humor in it, okay? But that's the point we're getting to. It's just mere association. That's why in my skit, I was like, "We cancel your mom for giving birth to you." Like that sounds ridiculous, right? That you cancel the woman who gave birth to this person who did this. But, like, that's not that different from canceling somebody from laughing at something somebody said, you see. I know it's not the same thing, but it's not that far down the slippery slope, if you catch my drift. So if you listen to this and you're part of cancel culture, man, just give it a fucking break, bro. This shit ain't healthy. It's not you getting a fucking endorphin rush or dopamine hit off of fucking ruining somebody's livelihood ain't cool, bro. That just shows you're in a dark place emotionally. And I hope things get better for you. Moving right along, in this crazy world that we live in, I see that Kanye West is now running for president. Bro, where the fuck did this come from? This shit came out of left field, bro. I know that he said that he would do it before, that he would run for president. And I get like seeing Trump being president would make someone like Kanye West think of it as a reachable goal now, but my guy, that ain't the move. That's not the move. And the crazy thing, I know people gonna vote for Kanye. I 1,000% know it. Man, you don't want Kanye in the fucking Oval, bro. You don't want him in the Oval. Not Kanye, not someone who has obvious mental health issues. That ain't who you want to run the country, bro. Come on. I'm not trying to see fucking Travis Scott and people in the fucking old, bro. I'm not trying to see that. Okay? Let's leave that shit. I'm not trying to see my president wear Yeezys. All right? That ain't what I, imagine Kanye giving a speech with a fucking grill in, bro. Bottom row of his teeth gold. And he giving a speech addressing the nation. Come on, man. We can't do this. We can't. Kanye can't even give speeches. Kanye is the worst verbal. He's not articulate at all. He isn't his music. But talking, come on. Sorry about that. My girl just called me and rudely interrupted this greatest podcast on earth. Anyway, like I was saying, Mr. West. Sir Yeezy. Yeezus. Okay, so Kanye, when he has his manic episodes, he becomes a megalomaniac, if I pronounced that word correctly. You don't want that in the Oval, bro. Now, I know we have Trump and shit hasn't burned down yet, because he's obviously someone you also don't want in the Oval. But racism aside, I think Trump is a better fit than Kanye West. I know this is a wild statement, but it's true. Racism aside now. I don't understand. But I get it though. Like I can kind of get Kanye's perspective. Cause it's like when you experience success after success after success, in spite of what people think you're able to accomplish, you might think you can become president too. You just might think that's the reality. Just think about it. Think about shit from his perspective. Okay, you know, fucking art school for designing clothes and shit. You're good at it. So good, in fact, that when you start making music, your art school people are like, yo, you should stick to this. Like, music, fuck music. This is what you're obviously good at. So you start making beats. You become world-class at that, right? And when you become world-class at making beats, say, I want to rap. And people are like, yo, I get you want to rap, but you're really good at making beats. You should stick here. You start rapping, become world-class at that. You become world class at that, you start to try to fucking design clothes and shoes. And people who don't know you ever did that before are like, yo, chill out. You're good at the music stuff. We don't want to see any clothes from you. You make fucking Yeezys, become a billionaire off of it. You bag Kim Kardashian. Not that that was that much of a challenge because you're black. You fucking were graded on the curve. But so with all that in mind, bro, of course he wants to be president. Of course. Absolutely. I would. If that was my life, I would want to be president of the United States. Because he probably feels like he can do the job. Presidents feel like it's that difficult. All this other kind of shit. I did everything else that was difficult. Designing clothes wasn't easy. You know, making beats wasn't easy. Rapping wasn't easy. So, and I succeeded at all of these things. Let me go ahead and become president. Trump can do it. I can do it. So, yeah, 1,000%. I've seen people on Twitter say that he's having a manic episode. I'm not too educated on, what's the bipolar disorder? But, I think that makes sense. I'm just saying, I don't want Yeezus addressing the nation, bro. We need a president who's going to come in and heal the nation from this trauma that we've been experiencing for the last 4 years, especially 2020, right? We don't need someone who's going to further push us into chaos. And that's what Kanye West will bring. Now, I'm not saying that our current candidates are going to do much better because Joe Biden seems like he's, what's the name of that movie where it's this dead motherfucker, like he's dead and people try to act like he's not dead, like they prop him up and pretend like he's alive. I forgot. But we're in that movie if Biden's president, because this motherfucker is not with it at all, bro. He's basically a corpse. He's not with the shits at all. But I've heard people, you know, say that you're not voting for him. You're voting for his cabinet. He's more likely to listen to the wisdom around him more so than Trump would. So, you know, I think that's a valid argument. So I'm rocking with that. You know what I don't get? People who say there's no such thing as lesser of two evils. Both are evil. It's like, okay, well, I can put that to rest now. What's worse, me intentionally stepping on your toe or shooting your child in the forehead? Both are evil. Which one's worse? The fuck is wrong with you? That's a silly ass statement. People were saying that shit when Hillary was running against Trump. So there's no such thing. Izzy, come here. No. Hillary was saying that shit when she was running against Trump, that, you know, there's no such thing as lesser of two evils. It's like, bro, I'd rather have her. Hillary Clinton reminds me of Frank Underwood on House of Cards. Bitch might do some questionable shit, but she gets the job done. That's what I want. I want someone who's going to get the job done, do some questionable shit, but not tell me about it. That's what I want. That's who I want my president to be. Okay? All right? That's who I want in the Oval. This is a tough world out there, people. We don't want, like, the fucking sunshine and rainbows to be in the Oval. You want a dog in that motherfucker. You feel me? It's going to get shit done. Anyway, so hopefully y'all don't fuck up the election by voting for Kanye, because Trump supporters ain't fucking voting for Kanye. They're voting for Trump. And if you're a Biden supporter, I can see the appeal of trying to vote Kanye West as a joke. You know, I know people who voted when Trump was running. They were voting for fucking Harambe. I know one dude in particular on my Facebook, real smart guy. As a joke, he voted for Harambe. And he's been crying about Trump ever since. And I'm like, I wish the situation was the presidency laid on your shoulders. And your vote for Harambe ruined it for everybody. That would really bring glee to my being, knowing that that's what happened. Because I don't see how stupid you can be, bro. Like, don't do silly shit. It's a serious situation. Cast your vote like a grown-up. Grown-ups don't vote for fucking monkeys, bro. That's not racist. Anyway. So this episode's dying. I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. But until next time, this is Marquette Effect Podcast. I'm your host, Marquette. I'll talk to y'all later.